From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, you'll hear a message from God's Word brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his studies on the subject of prayer, Dr. Cairns is examining the implications of the first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer: Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Dr. Cairns has sought to press home three essentials in prayer taught by these words. The first is a vision of our God. As we've already seen, we must have a vision of the glory of God as it is revealed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we need a vision of the grace of God. An awareness of the scope of God's grace will enable us to pray in confidence, especially as we recognize that God's grace is successful. In addition, we must have a vision of the greatness of our God. This is particularly true in reference to the power of the Holy Spirit. How much we need to recognize our absolute dependence upon the Spirit's power to accomplish anything for God. Dr. Cairns will come to the preaching of the Word shortly. First, we invite your attention to words from Faith's Checkbook, a devotional collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, At God's Bidding. The text is Micah chapter 5 and verse 7. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people, as a dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass, that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. If this be true of the literal Israel, much more is it true of the spiritual Israel, the believing people of God. When saints are what they should be, they are an incalculable blessing to those among whom they are scattered. They are as the dew, for in a quiet, unobtrusive manner, they refresh those around them. Silently but effectually, they minister to the life, growth, and joy of those who dwell with them. Coming fresh from heaven, glistening like diamonds in the sun, gracious men and women attend to the feeble and insignificant, till each blade of grass has its own drop of dew. Little as individuals, they are, when united, all-sufficient for the purposes of love which the Lord fulfills through them. Dewdrops accomplish the refreshing of broad acres. Lord, make us like the dew. Godly people are as showers which come at God's bidding, without man's leave and license. They work for God, whether men desire it or not. They no more ask human permission than the rain does. Lord, make us thus boldly prompt and free in thy service wherever our lot is cast.
Yeah.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
when you're praying about people to whom you've given out a gospel tract or an invitation to Christ or whatever way you've sought to be in touch with sinners, when you're praying about those people, you realize the power that brings them to Christ is not the power of my witness. It's not the ability in my words. It's not the persuasiveness in my argument. It is the power of sovereign grace. It is the word of a king that goes forth and says, live, and they live. Oh, we need to see the sovereignty of grace. And furthermore, I think when we pray, and this may be particularly true of Calvinists, they need to see the scope of grace. Now, I say it may be true of Calvinists. Anybody who's a true Reformed Protestant, what the world calls a Calvinist, should not need convincing of this. But there has arisen a race of egghead philosophical nitwits who have reduced the gospel to their own stupidity. And they want to have God wrapped up in a little theological box. And they want to believe that there is so little scope for the saving grace of God. The vision I get of the grace of God in Scripture is immense. There are some people who have a vision for themselves. A few more have a few less have a vision for their family. Less still have a vision for their church. Less still have a vision for their neighborhood and for their country. And few indeed have a vision for the world. But if you see the scope of the grace of God, you can look at every continent and every country and say, as God said to Paul when he went to Corinth, that the Lord hath much people in this place. Oh, when we pray, we'll pray all the better when we are certain of the scope of the grace of God and of the success of that grace. You see, God is moving. Sometimes you get the impression that God has moved in every other century since the Reformation, except this century. Well, America has not seen as great revivals this century, though it has seen some limited movings of the Holy Ghost. But America is not the world. It's one of the drawbacks in living in such a vast country as this, that you imagine that this is the world. It's not. And in other places, God has been bringing in his millions. And I dare say that when the record is written, the saved of the 20th century may well outnumber the saved of any other century in history. Remember the scores of millions. 60, 80, perhaps 100 million people. Saved in communist China since 1948. We never think of those. You think of South American lands, where for the last 40 years, 1 million people a year have come to know Christ and have proved the reality of their profession in their constancy in the work and witness of Protestant churches and in their witness and labor to bring others to Christ. God is working. The success of grace is never in question. We need not lose hope of seeing the Lord work mightily, even in our own city, and in our own state, and in our own nation. God, in his grace, is always successful. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in every nation with great success, and then Christ will come. My, when we're praying, we need to have a vision of the grace of God. When we come to the third petition, it reminds us we need to see the greatness of God. Thy will be done. That reminds us of the invincible power of the Holy Ghost to effect the Father's eternal purpose. In Isaiah 46:10, the Lord says, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." How does He do it? By the activity of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the third person of the Trinity. That's how God has always worked. Even when the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God Himself, came to earth as the God-man. It's very interesting that the Lord Jesus did not do His work merely in the strength, or should I say, in virtue of His own eternal deity. That's what we would have expected. But right at the beginning, we read in Luke 4, verse 18, as He started out His ministry, He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Everything the Lord Jesus did, He did by the power of the Spirit of God. You see, the Holy Ghost is the one who always carries out, who executes the purpose of God. That's why in Acts chapter 2 and verse 4 we read of the apostles that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And Paul said of his own ministry in Romans 15:19 how he worked. And he said, "Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ." Oh, we need to catch that vision afresh. The work of God needs organization. You'll see that even in the New Testament. It's why there are parts of the New Testament given over to giving details about the organization of the church. It needs organization. But the work of God does not go forward by organization. You don't save souls by organization. You don't get revival by organization. However important it is in the whole economy of things, the work of God goes forward by the power of the Holy Ghost. And when we come to pray, we need a vision of the glory of our God, of the grace of our God, and of the greatness of our God as manifested by the movings of the Holy Ghost. When we see this in Scripture, it will create within us a hunger and a thirst to see it in our own day. When we see how God worked in Scripture, when you are convinced of the reality of a man being filled with the Holy Spirit of God, of a church going forth in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, then you will get down to pray with great urgency that God will show you this, not just in pen and ink, but God will show it to you in the reality of a personal, vital, real experience. If there's one thing the Church of Christ is missing today, it is the vision of the power of the Spirit and prayer that God would give that power. Now, I don't want to spend time on the subject of the fullness of the Holy Ghost in any great detail, but it always seems to confuse people. There are two aspects to it that need to be emphasized. The first aspect deals with a command that you and I must fulfill. The second aspect deals with a sovereign action of God over which we have no control, into which we have no input, and which we humbly receive as being His will. God says in Ephesians 5:18 through the Apostle Paul, "Be ye filled with the Spirit." If I could change the wording slightly to give you what the apostle means. The wording is very important here. He is saying that you should be constantly full of the Spirit. What does that mean? Acts 7:55 speaks of Stephen, and the wording in the Greek text is very strong. He existed full of the Holy Ghost. That was his constant experience. What does it mean? Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be constantly full of the Holy Ghost." I put those two parts of the verse together. When a man is drunk with wine or any other alcohol, and the police find him going down the highway, what's the wording of their charge? DUI, driving under the influence. That's the idea. Alcohol controls that man. Controls how he walks. If you've ever seen a drunkard walk, you'll know that. Controls how he talks. Controls how he thinks. Controls his entire perception of reality. In fact, it controls him. That's what alcohol does. Now, that's a bad control. In passing, let me tell you, it works by depression. It gets me a little sick and mad when you hear the Hollywood line that so many people have adopted, that they give somebody a drink and they say that you need a stimulant. Alcohol does not stimulate, it depresses the brain. That just happens to be a medical scientific fact. Depresses the brain. And because it depresses and represses certain inhibitions that God has placed there, sets people so-called free to go and be mad and bad. That's a bad control. Now we're told, be not controlled by that alcohol, but learn something about control from the picture that's painted.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.